Shalom to all! Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Taf Nun Ches. We are starting about the third line with the words HaChayfer HaChayr Tanayetz and the Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's at the beginning of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Chayfer digging. Somewhere it tells us HaChayfer one who digs, HaChayr one who makes a ditch, Hanayetz one who pokes something into the ground, HaMadayer one who pens their animals into a certain area. And then when the animals leave their droppings, that helps fertilize a field. HaMa'adar one who digs around vines, HaMazabel one who fertilizes, HaMachabed one who sweeps the ground, smoothing it out. Hamarabi, it's one who puts water tamping down the dust. Hamvapeh Agushem, one who takes clumps of earth and breaks them into smaller pieces. Hamavar Becharashim, one who cuts down wood to clear the area for planting. Hamazur Bechishas Kanim, one who lights a fire in a whole thorn field in order to clear it. Ubaagam Tamarim, or an area with dates that he doesn't want the date trees. Uchreb Zero, Kornreb Zero, Amas Hamayim Shimachsher Sedel Zriya, digging a water channel which prepares the sides for Zriya. The reason why we're saying Reb Zero, because it's referring to Shemitah, we know that one's allowed to have a Sakarka, work with the land that prepares it for planting, and according to him, digging a water channel does prepare for planting because all the dirt that's dug out is put on the side of the channel, and since it's very soft, one could plant there. So if one does this on Shabbos, that's considered preparing it for planting. Hamasaka, one who removes stones. Habayin Madregas, one who builds steps. This is talking about when there's a valley of sorts and there's water gathered on the bottom. And in order to get to the water, you kind of have to build steps in the side of the slope. And so building those steps is like preparing it for planting because one would walk down those steps, get the water, and walk back up to water his field. Hamasanakam Shtachzazesim, one who fills up holes underneath olive trees with water. When he digs ditches around vines so they could be filled with water. Not only these things that we just mentioned, but anything which is for the benefit of the karka, it helps prepare for planting. That all fits under chayresh, and he's going to be chay for that on Shabbos. Now that we're bringing up a totally different topic, what's going to be relevant because it has to do with charisha on Shabbos. Shabbos says b'sherim b'yecharon, hamavash on nevela b'yomtif, eno loike, one who cooks nevela, non-kosher meat, on yomtif, he's not going to get malchus. Why is that? Shehoter mechlal bishol b'yomtif, because the whole concept of bishol on yomtif is hoter mechlaloi. The whole idea of cooking already has a heter to it. We know the ones allowed to do malacha for eichel nefesh, something that has to do with food preparation on Yom Tif, that's totally permitted, and cooking as well fits under that. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, since we're allowed to cook on Yom Tif for our own needs, we're allowed to cook kosher food, that's called hoter mechlaloi. The whole concept of cooking is permitted, therefore even if he cooks something he's not able to eat, namely nevela, he's not going to get malchus for that. However, Rabbi Shimon Lokeshamer, he says, like it, a person will get malchus for this. The only heter for cooking is cooking something you're able to eat, but since he can't eat nevela, he's going to get malchus. Now, Hazra Rabbar Mamal, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbar Mamal asks on Rabbi Yechanan's Shita, Me'ato, HaCharish B'yomtev, Einu Loika, Shutim Echal Charisha B'yomtev. Now, based off what you're saying, we should say the Charish plowing on Yontev, one's not going to get malchus for that because there's Hotim Echal Charisha on Yontev. And how is that? So we know that shechting a bird requires Kisu Adam, covering the blood with earth. As Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, what to do if a person does not have dirt prepared before Shabbos? Is he allowed to shecht L'chatchila? Beisham says yes, Beis Hillel says no. But what about if he already did shecht on Yontev and he doesn't have dirt prepared? So both of them agree, he is allowed to dig some dirt for kisui, and seemingly this is because of asei doich alois asei. The asei of doing kisui adam is doich alois asei of charish an yontef. Now, if so, the question is being asked in Rabbi Yechanan, shouldn't we pater all forms of charish an yontef? Because it's hotar mechlaloi, there is a situation where one is allowed to dig on yontef. Now, we obviously cannot say this because there's a feirush mishnah which delineates malchus as the punishment for charish an yontef. So, this is a question of the whole concept of Rabbi Yechanan. And here we're going to have two different answers. Rabbi Yosef says, b'shem Rav Ila, loy hotar charisha kedarka. Charisha on yontef is not mutter in the regular way, which is digging with a spade or a shovel and digging the ground properly. The whole hat over here for Kisa Adam is with a deker. This is not doing raisa because being done with a shinoi, so it's mutal, it's tzayach mitzvah. And that's why we're not able to ask this question on Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Rabbi Shammai Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Shammai said in front of Rabbi Yosa, the Rabbi Acha said b'shem Rav Ila, a totally different answer. The Rabbi Shimon he, this mission that we just quoted about Harisha, about digging because of Kisa Adam, that's what the Shita Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon says, Achei loy tzayach begufa shel davar. The only way a person is going to be over something is if he needs the guf of that thing. It's melacha shetzicha legufa. Not a malacha, she'en a tzuicha legufa. And digging for kisui isn't mutter because of asei deichalois asei, like we suggested before. Really, the whole isra of charisha is for the improvement of the land. But this is for kisui. He's not trying to improve the land at all. He's trying to get the dirt for covering blood. And therefore, it's a malacha she'en a tzuicha legufa. It's not necessary for what he's actually doing, which of Shimon Paters. And therefore, it's mutter l'chatchila. So we have two different answers, one from Rabbi Yosa, one from Rabbi Acha, about why this mission of charisha regarding kisui adam is not a question on Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. But now we continue discussing this. Come Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yosa ended up meeting Rav Acha. Amar Lehi asked him as follows, At Amr Dom Milsa, you really say this? You really say that Mishnah is Shitas Rav Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzichel Yufa is Pater? But I have a problem with that. V'loichin Ar Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say, Divra Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Asim Rav Ba Dvar Mikul Beisham Mechurim Beis Hillel, that there's 24 things that Beisham is Mekulin and Beis Hillel is Machmerin, which is unusual because usually it's the other way around, and Vizeh Chad Mehem, this is one of them. This din, that L'chad Chila, a person's allowed to Shechta Nyantif, even though he doesn't have dirt prepared beforehand, that's one of the cools of Beis Shammai. Now the problem is if you want say that Mishnah is Shitas Reb Shimon, Neimar Asim Shloisha. You should say that Rav Meir holds that there's only 23 things that are cool of Beis Shammai and Chorim Beis Hillel, because that Mishnah is not Rav Meir, it's only Reb Shimon. El, rather, what do you want to say? They're Rav Meir, Reb Shimon, Shnein Amru Dover Echad, that both Rav Meir and Reb Shimon hold the same thing, the Malacha Shnein Tzricha L'Gufa, one is Pater for, and therefore that Mishnah could also be Shitas Rav Meir? Well, that's a problem as well, because Nod Chasam Beis on top, Lachin Savarna Meimar, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Shnein Amru Dover Echad, earlier on the Masechta, in the second parak, we said, the Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, they hold the same thing, the Malacha Shnein Tzricha L'Gufa, one is Pater on. Well, if you want to say the Rav Meir is included in this, then Neimar, we should really say, Rav Meir, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, Shloshan Amru Dover Echad, that all three of them say the same thing, and we didn't say that over there, as that's my question on you, Rav Acha, how could you say that Mishnah is Reb Shimon? But now Rav Acha responds to Reb Yosi, what, so do you want to say that your pshat is correct? The Harisha here is permitted, even according to the Chamim, because he's doing it in an abnormal way, because he's not softening the ground, like in regular Harisha, he simply needs the dirt for Kisui, but that can't be, because El Milan Tzrich L'Rabbanon, Pshit L'Chayin, so it's actually the question for the Rabbanon is Pasha to you. You're taking this as a simple matter of fact, that that's what the Rabbanon hold. It's not true, it's actually a question of Shitas Rabbanon. Skip the next four words, and not part of the Girsa. How do we see this? Because Katzul Tzarech HaSavim, if a person cut grasses, he cut herbs or branches of sorts, and he needed it for itself, Chayv Mishum Kaitzer, he's Chayv for Kaitzer, but V'ein Chayv Mishum Yapes HaKarka, he's not Chayv for improving the ground, even though he technically is improving it, since that wasn't his Kavana, he's not Chayv for improving the ground. Loi Tzrich Adola, the whole question in their Chum is, Katzul Yapes HaKarka, Ma'u She'e Chayv Mishum Kaitzer, U'mishum Yapes HaKarka. Let's say he cut these grasses in order to improve the land, so for sure he's going to be Chayv for improving the land. The question is he also going to be Chayv for Kaitzer, for cutting these things? Now, according to you, Rabbi Yosi, the Chachamim shouldn't even have a question. Of course he should be Pater. He's not cutting these grasses for himself, so why should he be Chayv for Kaitzer? But the fact that we see the Chachamim do have this question shows that your understanding of Shitas Chachamim is incorrect, and that it's not so Pashut to them. But now the Gemara is Daicha this question, because Afilu Temer Reb Shimon Hu, really we could say that this question of whether or not a person should be Chayv also for Kaitzer is in Shitas Reb Shimon. Because even though we know that he holds Malchashen and Tzichel Gufa as Pater, we would still have a question in his Shita, because maybe specifically over here in regards to Kaitzer, he should be Chayv because maybe he's going to need them later. So you're right, he doesn't need them now. So right now it's Malchashen and Tzichel Gufa, but since he might need them later, perhaps we should be Mechayv him for Kaitzer. Bram Karabonon, however, in their Bonon, Mikom Akamere Katzar, either which way, he dug or he cut, and therefore he would be Chayv. So that's how we're Doicha Rav Acha's question on Rav Yosi. Now Rav Mana weighs in over here, Milay and Rabbanon, Misay and Rav Yosi. The following member from their Bonon is arrived for Rav Yosi, meaning Rav Yosi's understanding of the sugya over here. Again, remember, Rav Yosi holds that according to the Rabbanon, if he cuts wood but doesn't need the wood itself, he's Pater. And we're going to see the same thing right now, says Rav Mana, by Disha, which I told us, subcategory of this is Mefarik, and the classic way we have Mefarik is Schita, squeezing. If he squeezed a fish to get the brine out, all the juices that are inside the fish, he squeezed it to get them out, so Imel Gufai, Hariza Pater. If he squeezed it because he wanted to eat the fish itself, and this was the way to prepare it, by squeezing it and getting some of the extra juices out, so he's Pater. And Lahitzitzir, Chayiv. But if he did it just to get the juice out because he wants the juice, he wants the brine, so then he's Chayiv. And the Havamina is that this is the Rabbanon. And so we see that squeezing is Pater when it's done in an abnormal way, because here he doesn't need the brine. He just wants to eat the fish, and therefore he's not Chayiv. And that's a Raya for Rabbi Yosi's understanding of the Rabbanon. However, the Gemara is Daicha this by saying, Vafilu Tamer Rab Shimon, he, we could actually say that's Shitas Rab Shimon, Ram Krabbanon, whatever we would say in the Rabbanon, Mikom Makam, Eri Sachat, Mikom Makam, Eri Haitzitzir, either which way he squeezed and he got the juice out, he got the brine out, and therefore he would be Chayiv. So this is actually not a Raya for Rabbi Yosi's understanding in Shitas Rabbanon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going on to discuss other Ravis Malachas that we'd mentioned in our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.